with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott toured the flooded Texas Hill Country today, where at least 108 people have died and where 161 people are missing. Abbott says it's possible the number of people missing could increase.
We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Know this also. There very likely could be more added to that list.
The search spans over 60 miles and involves drones, dogs, boats, and helicopters. Officials emphasize patience as they methodically comb through the massive area. The Trump administration believes a ceasefire in Gaza could be just days away. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump's Middle East envoy is optimistic that Israel and Hamas will agree to a truce very soon.
We are hopeful that by the end of this week, we will have an agreement that will bring us into a 60-day ceasefire.
Steve Witkoff says the ceasefire would include the return of 10 living hostages and 9 deceased hostages. He says the hope is for a lasting peace. Peace in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Army plans to end most of its ceremonial horse programs.
The service is now announcing that it's moving towards a future without horses and is putting most of them up for adoption. A total of 141 horses will be affected, including those showcased during the military parade in Washington last month. The Army, however, will keep operating the Old Guard ceremonial caisson units at Joint Base San Antonio and Arlington National Cemetery for burial honors. The Army estimates that the move will save about $2 million a year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 165 points. This is SRN News. Americans like video streaming services.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An arsonist set fire to the door of a Melbourne, Australia synagogue over the weekend, forcing the congregation to flee. The incident happened 7 months after criminals destroyed a synagogue in the same city with an accelerant-fueled blaze that left one worshiper injured. In this latest case, a man doused the double front doors of the downtown East Melbourne Hebrew congregation and set it alight while 20 worshipers were inside. This is SRN News. Wall Street ends mixed amid President Trump's new tariff deadline.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street as the White House kept up its pressure campaign against the U.S. trading partners. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 165 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite eked out a small gain. Price of copper jumped 13% after President Donald Trump said he would impose hefty tariffs on imports of the metal. Shares in Freeport-McMoRan, which mines copper, rose 2.5%. Treasury yields mostly rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump has sent letters to 14 countries outlining higher tariffs they'll face if they don't make trade deals with the U.S. by August 1st. The letters were posted on Truth Social. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.